The Guardian.
Who is Victor Boot?
He's an extraordinary character. He's like somebody out of a novel, really, out of a thriller. He's young. He's in his early 40s. He used to be a lieutenant in the Russian military. And at the time of the end of the Cold War, he took advantage of three significant factors. One, that there was a whole lot of Russian Soviet planes available very cheap. Secondly, that there was a lot of armaments available very cheap. And thirdly, that there were a lot of civil war conflicts going on in different parts of the world that wanted arms and wanted them flown in. And as a result of that, he became an extremely successful arms dealer and businessman.
How did he fund his illegal arms shipments?
Well, he would fly arms in to different areas, whether Africa, Asia, Europe, and he would fly out different wares, whether it was blood diamonds out of Africa or gladioli, I think, on one occasion. And he also did perfectly legitimate transportation deals. He took peacekeepers from Europe into Somalia on behalf of the United Nations. He took aid to Sri Lanka after the tsunami there in 2004. So some of his trade has been completely legitimate and has been, in fact, paid for by the US government, by the United Nations, by other relief organizations. And some of it has been paid for by people who want his arms. He's always stressed, I'm just a businessman. He's not an ideologue. He's got away with it for a long time until his arrest in Thailand.
It wasn't just the Thai police who were looking for him, though, was it?
Interpol had been looking for him. His assets were frozen by the Treasury Department in the United States. Various other governments have been looking for him. Peter Hain, when he was the foreign minister in 2001, denounced him in the House of Commons as a merchant of death. And I just spoke to Mr. Hain this afternoon, and he said he was very glad he'd been arrested, that he had supplied arms to countries like Congo, Sierra Leone, and so on, and taken blood diamonds out, and he thought that he was involved in a very lethal trade. So a lot of countries have been anxious to get their hands on his shoulder.
How's he managed to evade capture up until now?
He travels under a lot of different names. He has many different aliases, many different passports. He speaks many different languages. He was at the Moscow Military Institute of Languages, so he speaks everything from Portuguese to various West African dialects. And he's rarely photographed. I don't think he would be very recognizable. I've seen one slightly blurred photo of him with a moustache and a specs and a baseball cap on. And he has very powerful friends and allies. He has a lot of allies, according to Peter Hain, in the hierarchy in Russia. And that's where his home and his base is. And obviously he has a lot of allies amongst people to whom he has supplied arms.
So how did the Thai police manage to catch up with him?
Apparently they've been after him for a number of weeks. In particular, they have a warrant from the United States Drugs Enforcement Administration, the DEA, in connection with him allegedly supplying weapons to the Colombians, to FARC in Colombia, left-wing guerrillas there. And they're alleged to get some of their money from drug dealing or from taxing drug dealers. And I think that's the connection. So I think you would see the hidden hand of the United States involved in this and encouraging the Thai police to arrest him. And obviously he probably felt, like a number of people do, a little safer in a country like Thailand, where it is possible to get in and out much more easily than it is in some countries in Europe and certainly North America.
Boot has never been prosecuted up until now. Will he now face charges?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. The Thais seem to indicate that they will be deporting him to the United States to stand trial. I imagine he will not be short of the money necessary to fight an extradition process in Thailand. And I think that will be the next stage of proceedings as to whether or not he has enough clout in Thailand to avoid that or to be deported back to Russia.
Duncan, many thanks.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily.
That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.